Don't worry about it.
Hi, Ryan.
Hi, how's it going?
Happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride Month to you, too.
Ooh. So, Cotty has too much going on, so just a romantic interlude with Ryan and I today.
I know. And we have nothing going on, is that it?
We've got each other. We've got each other.
I can't wait.
I just found this out. This is a random factoid. Mm-hmm. Did you know that you can't throw paint away in your trash?
You have to like recycle it?
Yeah.
Like cans of paint?
Yeah.
Like I had no clue.
I had someone at the house this weekend touching some things up, like a handyman. Uh-huh. And do you need me to help you with anything else? I'm like, actually, yes. Cause I, you know, like they're like, big. Yeah. They're just mostly dried or just like weird and old. Like, can you throw all that paint away? He's like, I'm sorry, ma'am, I can't.
Shut up.
And I was like, why? He said, you have to take it to their special recycling locations. And then and you have to be the owner of the paint.
As opposed to, you can't handle anybody else's paint.
I guess not.
You have to like show your Home Depot receipt.
Yes. Or like the address it came from. I don't know.
That's wild. Also, yeah. I'm definitely going to jail because I've thrown away paint many times.
You've got a few
lots
marks against you.
I
know. And then there's certain...
That's so weird.
Someone else told me you can add a thickener to it to like solidify it and then you can throw it away.
Okay.
I don't know.
So that it becomes like a big block, like a block.
I guess. I guess the problem is that if it's a liquid and it goes to like just a normal trash heap.
Yeah. I'm going to jail.
I'm saving you from potential jail time.
Oh my God,
time.
That's good to know. That's so funny that he was like, I can't do that, man.
I'm
sorry.
I was like, really? Like, I'm like, I won't tell.
Are you the type of person who when you throw away glass, you like wrap it up?
Broken glass?
Or like any glass? Because like it might break.
Mm, good question. I don't know that I've thrown away...
I feel like that's
some
more...
Vases. Yeah, not probably not if it's not broken, which I should because it will break. But if it's broken, I've learned my lesson the hard way by putting like a broken something in a trash can then carrying a bag of trash and like cutting my leg.
Exactly. I feel like that's more dangerous than paint.
Way more dangerous. Yeah. That's true.
Huh.
Yeah.
There's...
I think it's a problem. We could become rich if we solve this.
100%. Also, where do we get these rules?
I don't know.
Like, how would I ever have known that paint was not?
You wouldn't unless I was here to
correct.
Give you a PSA.
Exactly.
The other thing, like batteries, don't tell anyone, but I just throw them.
I throw them away too. I throw away batteries. I throw away electronics. When they're like, you have to go to a facility to like recycle your keyboard. I'm like, I'll just throw it away and it'll get to the facility.
It's like
eventually.
If they really want me to recycle it, they need to send me like a free mailer like they do for the paint cartridges.
Right.
I mean the ink cartridges for your
exactly.
printer.
But yeah, it's like they didn't teach me that in school.
No.
it's
above my pay grade.
What you can and can't throw away.
Yeah. Oh, but then the best was the facility for the paint. I was like, well, maybe I'll have, you know, somebody run it over there at a quick errand. And it was like open. First of all, one was like in San Pedro and the other one was like Sun Valley. And it was like open the first and third Saturday of every month.
So the paint is going in the trash. The paint is going directly into the trash. Sun Valley.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And as if that wasn't bad enough. Then it was like the parameters of the time was open.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. There's no toxicity level high enough to get me to go to Sun Valley on the first or third Saturday of the
Definitely
weekend.
Not a Saturday.
I will, yeah. Nope.
You'll drink it.
Nope.
You'll just drink it.
I'll straight into the drain is where it's going if I have to go to Sun Valley. Absolutely not.
Okay. So, wait. So, there were some articles that I know nothing about. The Benson Boone thing. This is what we were chatting about for earlier when you walked in. So, people are saying he's a bad singer.
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. So I think like objectively he has a good voice.
Yeah.
But like, first of all, he's trying to do this whole thing he's like trying to go away from this like glam rock thing and going into this like, he just did a photo shoot with the American flag. Can we find that?
Yeah, because find that.
It's
how do you get away when like what's that one song Mystical Magic or something?
Yeah, and I'm like, there's no way. I was like, there's no way this.
There's
is a good
no
song.
Way you're getting away
this
from
is,
this.
This is for the people of the Sun Valley Paint Facility. Yeah. There's no way this. Look at this.
What?
This is insane. Like, what are you doing?
You know who he kind
what
of is starting
to
look like? What's his name? Aaron Taylor.
Yeah.
Right.
You're right.
A little bit. What is this telling us? What is this giving
you? Right. What are you going for?
Yeah.
What are you going for, Benson Boone?
What do you think?
So this is his new album coming out at the end of the month.
Okay. All American.
Which is so
like,
different
like Bruce
than
Springsteen-y?
Yes, exactly. Like, it's It's like, that's what he's going for. He's going for like this
All-American
kind of,
rock yeah. man?
Which is funny because everybody was like, he's the next Freddie Mercury. You know what I mean? With his like flipping yeah. and his shiny
yeah.
suits.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And all that stuff. And then all of a sudden, he's doing this.
And then he's covering Freddie Mercury at Coachella. Which,
yeah, yeah, with the what's the, his face from Queen,
with
Brian
the
May.
Fake, with the fake piano. This did you hear this?
They, like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, they caught him playing,
they caught him
pretending to play a part that he wasn't actually playing.
Yeah, because it was like off.
Yeah.
He was like
which
somebody.
I've never heard before. And this is what I was asking Sister Christian, because he sets up bands oftentimes. Yeah. As he's an engineer also. And he said it's common that people will, you know, pretend to play a part on yeah. not just the piano.
Yeah. Because what it was like, I saw it on TikTok where someone was like, if he was actually playing the piano based on the keys he was pressing, this is how it would sound.
Yeah.
And it sounded awful. It like, sounded like completely
twinkle,
wrong.
Exactly. Twinkle, you're playing,
he's like, I'm like, that is not
chopsticks.
That is not Benson Boone singing.
Well, when you're wearing a sequence jumper, I think that it's kind of like you're going in that glam direction.
Yeah. And so yeah. it's very weird. I mean, we'll see what his album sounds like when it comes out, but it feels a very different direction than what he's been doing so far. Did you know, this is a slight digression.
Yeah.
Did you know that if you sing the national anthem at Dodger Stadium, they will let you lip sync?
What?
Yeah.
To your own track or yeah. someone else's?
No, well, you have to record. Oh. You have to record it with them.
Oh.
But they... See, look. This is it.
Let's see. Good now he's dead. Oh, it is not the same.
Yeah.
Bizarre.
If you listen to his voice, it's like in a completely different key than what he's playing.
But do we think, okay, that aside, do we, and his weird image shift, do we think he has a bad voice?
No. Objectively, no.
Yeah, objectively.
I don't like his screaming. Yeah. I think so. I used to be a singer.
You did?
Yeah,
me too.
I know. Crazy.
Did you know I did too?
I believe it. Why did you stop?
I don't think you do. No.
One of these.
Okay, go. Tell me.
Oh my God. Wait, can we shut up?
It's fine. I was a musical artist, okay? Just, it's fine. This is old. This is before my...
Oh my God, that's so funny. Shut up.
Okay,
Wait. Are you like on Spotify? Like, can we listen to yourself?
Yeah, I am. Is $19.99 for like an actual CD? You know, my...
First of all, you look great. Second of all, this is so 1999.
Oh.
Like this aesthetic.
Obviously. Look at my face was 1999. Like, I think I started getting hot when I was like 35.
Oh my God.
I was not as hot as I am now.
Oh, shut up.
Okay, so, but at Dom, my youngest, was at a play date. The dad dropped him off on Saturday night and he's like, yes, Dom requested your song on the right. They were listening to my Amazing. Song. I was like, does it hold up? I don't
know.
You know
what we need to do? We need to have you. We need to like, I don't know your song, but we need to like give it a club remix and then start playing at gay bars.
Fuck. Yes.
Let's do it.
All right. Fine. Done.
I'll find someone to do it for you.
All right. Well, you got to pick one first.
Okay. Do you have like a hit? Like, what's your number
one? You got to like review. I mean,
there's
like a few EPs and then one LP and then a few others. I have some that aren't on iTunes or Spotify. I'll get back to you with my top three.
Okay.
So you used to be a singer. You're not into the screamy.
Yeah, it's just unhealthy. It's very unhealthy.
I also, Jenny Mullen's sister. I'm a musical artist and Jenny Mullen's sister. That's amazing.
Amazing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an unhealthy place to be singing from.
Yeah.
When he sings, please, like,
I want you, I need you, oh God.
And then it just doesn't feel, it feels like it's coming from a very bad place.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll check in 10 years and see if.
It reminds me a bit of like the AWOL Nation.
Oh yeah. Like,
you know?
Sale?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh my God, Sale.
Am I right?
Jesus. Yeah, it does. It does.
But
I guess other people have sung.
But
like
he's
that.
A little more anchored in his screaming.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. What did you used to sing?
Just like musical theater stuff.
Yeah. I bet you were amazing.
No.
Did you? What were your favorite plays?
Like what?
That you were in.
The Music Man's my favorite show.
Yeah.
So that, I love Fiddler on the Roof. I love doing.
I love it.
I played like Isn't a villager in South
Can
Pacific.
Can you hear me?
No, that's Yentl.
What's the famous?
Oh
what's
my
the
God.
Famous?
What you is, thought Yentl was in
Fiddler
on the Roof?
What's the famous Fiddler song?
Rich Man. If I Was a Rich Man is famous. Sunrise Sunset is what you're thinking of probably.
Sing a little.
Sunrise, sunset, sunrise. They played at weddings.
Wait, sing the other one before
if
that.
If I Was a Rich Man. Remember when Gwen Stefani remixed that song? That's how.
That's Fiddler on the Roof?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, we've got a backstock of knowledge.
See, look, this is bad.
These beautiful things that I've got, please.
Whoa.
Stay.
No.
See, it's not bad. It's just bad.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
It's not like.
Yes.
Like,
but he does
have
a good voice.
Involved. He does have a
good voice. Yeah, there's skill involved. There's definitely skill involved, but it looks painful. It looks like it hurts.
I know. And you know, he used to be a diver. That's why he does all these flippy, jumpy stuff.
I wouldn't have thought diver.
He was
like
a diver in high school. And when he was in his Mormon high school.
I like deep sea diving.
Like going to like the Titanic.
No, that's where he learned his acrobatics underwater.
Can you imagine what a career? He was like, I'm done with deep sea diving. I think I'm going to go be a singer.
More specifically, a glam rock singer.
Yeah, see, look.
But still, dude, one wrong slip, one wrong setup, and like you're not hitting water.
Oh, yeah.
You're hitting.
100%.
Like,
and then also, so like at the Grammys, he like flipped off the piano and I was like, okay, that was pretty cool. And then like 2 minutes later, he flipped again. And
we
I'm
didn't
like,
need it.
I get it. You flip. Like that's your thing.
Yeah, we didn't.
I get it.
Yeah, but
so,
the flipping, well, didn't he do the second one just standing like on the.
Yeah,
yeah that
was actually kind of cooler.
But like scary.
But yeah. Because it's like the show's live. I'm like, what if we saw Benson Boone like die on it?
That's what I'm saying.
That would have been crazy.
Wait, did you see the other? Oh my gosh, I'm forgetting which artist it was at Coachella, you guys. Maybe it was a rapper. He tried to do a backflip off the stage. Like he ran towards the stage and pushed. This was recently, guys. Will you try to find it? Coachella
a flip?
Backflip.
It was a flip?
Gone wrong. Yeah. And he like it's he got back up, but I mean it's shocking. It looks like it could have been really, really bad. Is this it? Oh, yeah. Get ready for this.
This is David.
Get ready for this.
David. Ooh! Oh!
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
he gets up.
My
but,
God.
I mean, like, this is what I'm talking about. Like,
that's crazy.
Onto his head.
Oh, my God. I will say my favorite genre of TikTok is people falling.
Is it?
It's my favorite. I
oh,
love
no.
It.
You like that, like,
I
blooper kind of thing?
I love it. Not even that, because I...
You like physical comedy?
I love physical comedy.
You do?
It's my favorite.
Okay, is
like
it?
Pratfalls, yep.
So are you love like it. A... what's his name? Chris Farley fan?
Like, I guess. He's a little straight for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like...
Who, you like... Oh, you like a gay, like, physical humor?
No. Not even that. It's just like... I think like gay culture has like a blind... Like, has like a blind spot for Chris Farley.
Oh, okay.
Like, I get
Who's
that
one
he's
you like?
Funny.
Who, like, if I said physical comedy, who comes to mind that you like?
That's a great question.
There's
I don't even know the
spot.
I don't even know
Chris
the answer.
Farley blind spot.
I know. I don't know the answer. Give me a sec.
Okay.
Because I love Will Ferrell. I think is more accessible.
Yeah.
You know what
fine.
I mean? Like
he
Will Ferrell.
To all.
Or like a Molly Shannon doing Superstar into the chairs.
Yeah.
Like that is peak humor. For
me.
We haven't had a good physical comedian in a long time.
No.
Yeah.
It's a dying art.
I know. Someone tell Bert Kreischer. There's
actually,
a market.
Though,
there's a market to break into.
I told him when he did that like striptease-esque dance at what show was it?
J-Hud.
J-Hud. Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah.
Did you see that one?
No, I didn't.
He like takes his belt off and starts like whipping it and then crawling on the ground.
Oh my
but I guess
God.
That was more of like a striptease
Wait,
than it
he
was.
Did that
like,
on, he did that on Jennifer Hudson?
At the beginning
oh my God, during the,
show.
The tunnel. Oh, I saw this. Yeah.
Yeah, you saw
it. Oh my God, the tunnel.
I know, I made him watch it the other day too.
That's
I
amazing.
Loved it. He's like, I'm not
okay.
sure. I'm not sure they liked it.
How many likes? It has 85,000 likes. I think they liked
it.
Yeah,
they liked it.
Oh, that's so funny.
Okay, wait, what else are we talking about? We're talking about Brooklyn Beckham and Nicole Peltz.
Yes.
Using a lawyer for something. Tell me more.
So apparently, I did not know this, but apparently Brooklyn Beckham who's married to Nicola Peltz, is in a feud with his family. Yeah, they're like not talking.
And they're so tight.
So David Beckham had his 50th birthday party this past weekend and Brooklyn was not there. I know. And apparently they're like in a family feud. So they hired a lawyer to like mediate. Yeah, very strange.
Why a lawyer to mediate?
I don't know, but it's the same lawyer that Harry and Meghan use.
For what?
I mean, they're both very wealthy. So like maybe there's financial stakes involved somehow.
Working with a lawyer.
Also like Jenny Brooklyn Alia is part of his like Beckham, you know, dynasty. And then like Nicola is part of her Peltz dynasty because they're billionaires.
They are?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So
like what?
Maybe
she
has to do with like, can we find out what Nicola, what the Peltz family is famous for? Something.
She's a knockout.
Nelson. Yeah, Nelson's her father.
Who's Nelson? Nelson.
He's an American billionaire businessman. Something entertainment-y. He just tried to like buy Disney.
What?
I know.
Are they American?
Yeah.
Okay. So who's the mom must be a stunner too, because she's like such a gorgeous girl. Yeah. Okay, sorry. I digress.
Famous for being actress. Okay. I mean, I haven't seen her in anything, but...
Okay, I'm bored.
I know. But they're both really rich, so maybe like something...
So they're not going to get sued for saying something...
Maybe. But it's very strange, because they're also like, what? He's like 26.
But we heard it's because of Cruz dating an older woman.
And also...
Did you hear that?
Yeah. And also, one of the brothers is dating his ex-girlfriend.
Brooklyn's ex-girlfriend?
Yeah.
Which is who?
I don't know. My husband told me as I was out the door today.
The ex-girlfriend, didn't he used to go out with Zoe or Chloe Moretz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I buy that. Yeah.
Yeah.
They would be a cuter couple, I think. They're like cute.
Yeah.
Nicola's like gorgeous. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. It's very, it's very.
All right. The lawyer element is puzzling.
It's weird. And everyone's like, oh, it's Harry and Meghan's lawyer. So it's somebody who's like a ball buster. Like, this isn't just like a regular entertainment lawyer. You know what I mean? It's like one of those celebrity lawyers.
So sad.
So it's like, what is.
But it's weird that this is a. Exactly. This is weird that this is a story without there being more of like a hook.
And
a hook.
I went on a deep dive looking for.
Yeah, info.
What the thing is.
Yeah.
No one can say. It's just the family is in. A few.
Do we know who Cruz is dating?
Cruz is dating the person that's 10 years older than him. He's 19.
Do we have a picture?
Shut up.
And then Romeo Beckham is the
Can we turn you up, Sandra?
So Cruz is dating the 29-year-old.
Yeah.
And then Romeo Beckham is dating Brooklyn's ex. Jackie Apostel is Cruz's girlfriend, and she's 29 and he's 19.
Huh.
And that's, I know Brooklyn and Nicola, from what I've seen on TikTok, don't approve of this relationship, and neither do they approve of Romeo's relationship.
There's got to be more to that.
Interesting.
And I think they also celebrated David's birthday separately from the rest of the family, too. Yeah. So that's a whole thing. It's like...
But in the photo that they posted, the family photo that they posted from the 50th birthday, Cruz was there, right?
I think so.
I know Brooklyn wasn't.
We need to do forensics on this.
I know,
ASAP.
Seriously. Also, like, they had this picture of being such a close family. It's
Did
so
you watch
weird that this
the
all
Beckham
just, like, kind
documentary?
Of coming out. No, I didn't. Was it good?
I didn't watch it either. Mm. I'm not terribly.
I've never found his life particularly interesting.
I'm not.
It's like you're a handsome guy who is good at soccer.
Yeah.
You
know? And me either. I'm happy for them. They're stunning and successful, but I've never been that.
Yeah, Brooklyn wasn't there.
Interesting. Is that the daughter? Oh my gosh, it's so crazy. All right, what else? How was your weekend? What did
it
you
was
do?
Good. It was Pride.
It was the Pride. It was Pride. Yeah. Did you go out?
I went out. I'm exhausted. I'm probably still drunk a little bit. But it was very fun. Lots of love. Lots of celebration.
Yesterday was the first day out because of June.
Yeah. So, So Friday night, I went to a friend's birthday party. And then Saturday... It was it. It was the big kickoff. We just went to the bars. They closed off the street, Santa Monica. So we were partying in the street. It was fun. It was great.
And then this morning, did you feel hungover?
I felt like a train.
You did.
And I was like, this was for the community. We did it. This is why we fight to be hungover on the Monday after Pride. But it was very fun.
Nice.
It was, it's all, because like you go out and you see like every single person you've ever
met.
Yeah.
Really?
Which is fun. Yeah. Saw the parade.
Was this the first weekend of it, or are there going to be more parades?
Yeah.
That was the one.
So this was WeHo Pride.
Okay.
Next week is LA Pride.
Okay.
Which are two different things.
And where, yeah.
And then World Pride is in DC this year, I think next weekend. And like San Francisco Pride is the last weekend of June. I think like San Diego's bleeds into July.
Oh yeah.
So
what else do you have planned to celebrate?
Nothing.
A lot? Oh, nothing. Okay. You're good.
I was like, we're good.
You're good. You did your local.
Exactly. Next week
celebrating.
We're gonna be in do you need that?
No.
Okay. Next week we're gonna be in Chicago for a friend's birthday.
Yeah.
So we're probably gonna do gay stuff there.
Okay. Gay stuff.
I know, you know it.
What's
and
gay
then,
stuff?
And you know, like gay stuff. You know, like vodka sodas. Mm-hmm. Vodka sodas, High Noons and White Claws.
Okay.
Laughing. What else do we own? Short 5-inch inseam.
Cute.
Okay. Yeah, gold chains.
Mm.
Shirts that like button down to here.
Are you still keto?
Floral. Yeah.
How are you keto with your drinking?
You can have vodka sodas.
You can have all the vodka in the world?
All the vodka
in the world. No way.
Yeah.
But doesn't it metabolize as sugar?
I don't think so.
I mean, is it in the playbook?
My tracking app says I can do it. Can we actually look it up? Because if I've been... Did I just throw my diet out the window? Oh my God. That would be so funny.
Yeah, I mean, I know the clear alcohols are better than the colored, they say, but... Oh. Vodka? Okay. I thought all alcohol turned into sugar.
No, vodka does not metabolize. Thank God. Ooh.
What? Okay. So
I have a little app that I plug in.
Yeah.
I plug in what I eat and I drink and like it can scan barcodes and it'll tell you whether you can do it or not.
Okay. So it's more like you can do it. It's not like telling you how much of it you can. Because if it's keto, then they're like,
In keto, you have to like hit numbers.
Yeah.
Like you have to have a certain percent of fat and protein. Yeah.
So is that tricky?
And no, well, drinking is easy because you can have as much vodka as you want. And you can have as much.
I guess I just mean with like, so you need the percentage of protein, a percentage of fat, right?
Percentage.
Is that what they're saying?
Yeah,
then what else? Just protein and fat. You're
protein
not
and
carbs.
Fat and then under a certain percent of carbs.
Hmm.
So like here,
For
the day, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, let me pull it up. So what you do is you put in your like, ooh.
Whoa, look at
how much stuff I can have.
The world is open. On a keto diet, you can enjoy most spirits like vodka, whiskey, gin, tequila, and rum as they contain zero carbs.
See, as much as you want.
Additionally, dry wine, light beer, and hard seltzer can be enjoyed in moderation have relatively low carb content.
Good.
Okay, wait, can we look up what alcohol metabolizes a sugar? Because I thought that was part of the problem of alcohol in general.
So like this is my app. See, okay. I can only have 27 grams of carbs a day.
Okay, which is pretty low.
Yeah. And then I have to have 133 grams of protein and 167 grams of fat.
That's a lot of protein.
It's a lot of protein.
How much fat?
167 grams.
That's also a lot of fat.
It's a lot of like avocado, butter.
I guess there's mixed reviews about if that amount of fat
is horrible for you. I'm eating it this shit and I'm like, there's no way this is good for me.
But you told me you have low cholesterol, right? Didn't we talk about that?
No, you do.
I have high.
Oh, no, I don't know. My cholesterol
You're too young
fine.
To even know.
Yeah.
Just wait 5 years.
I do get checked though, regularly.
Yeah.
I'm good.
But there's something weird about keto that can kind of like bob and weave around those traditional schools of thought. They're like, it doesn't actually affect you like that. Wait, alcohol is not it. Wait, no alcohol is metabolized into no alcohol.
Oh.
While some alcoholic drinks contain sugars or carbohydrates, they are the same as the sugar produced when alcohol is broken down. Alcohol is primarily metabolized by the liver and the process does not lead to the creation of sugar. Instead, alcohol is converted into energy, fat, or waste. Whoa, energy? That's all I needed to know.
Oh my God, let's drink more. Next time I'm going to run a race, I'll just drink alcohol. I'm like, woo! Energy. Well, but that makes sense.
I guess so. Maybe red wine has the most sugar, or like a mixed drink, or like a daiquiri.
Yeah. Yeah. So
you're like I've been drinking Mai Tais all weekend.
I know, seriously. Yeah. My coffee, like this is why it's so
light. Is that half and half?
It's heavy whipping cream.
Even one step past half and half?
Yeah. Half and half apparently
they give it to you?
Oh yeah.
Is it on the checklist? Like if you were to order that, or you just have to ask
You have to check. It is on the checklist. Whoa. I mean, like, I hope people aren't like making lattes out of heavy cream, but it's literally like ice, just cold brew with like this much heavy cream. But it's so thick.
It's so thick that it turns white.
It like basically white.
Oh my God. Wow. I mean, I've been living a lie, but I don't know. I don't know why I've always heard that about sugar. It metabolizes as sugar.
Crazy.
Yeah, I do it and I'm like, I lose weight, but I'm like, there's no way this is good for me.
How do you feel?
Good, fine. It does energize you.
It does.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know how or why.
I would think that the low carb would make you low energy.
Like sleep, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I guess it's carbs that metabolize the sugar.
That makes sense. Yes. Yes, that makes sense. Hmm. And I have such a sweet tooth. Like, I love candy.
Yeah.
Love candy.
Like what? Chocolate or gummies?
No,
or
like
what?
Gummies. Okay. Like gummies.
Okay.
I could like put away a bag of Skittles.
Okay.
Day.
You're like the fruity candy type.
Fruity candy stuff. Yeah. Oh, that's also, we also own that. I forgot.
Naturally.
But it's been very tough. I will say what's good about this diet is that it forces me to not.
And at a certain point, are you just like not craving it because it's been so long?
No.
You still want it.
I still want it. Yeah.
What about like the sugar-free versions of those? Anything
sometimes.
Good? Anything good?
No. Sometimes. I mean, they're good. You know, anything is good.
Do they still have carbs?
I have. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Too many for you.
Yeah. Oh, way too many.
Yeah.
It has to be like
them.
0 or 1 gram of carbs.
You can't just max out those 27 all in one?
You could, okay. But then like,
what does
do
that
you
leave?
Want to?
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
I guess theoretically you could, but like, yeah. But you're just like not going to, because you still have to hit your fat and
there have to
you
be
can't
no
just like stop eating.
But in the protein and the fat's not always carb, right?
No, it's all actually like bacon, 0 carbs, steak, any kind of meat.
That's so crazy. Like just eat bacon, you'll lose
any
weight.
Kind of meat, 0 carbs. Like yesterday, there was a gorgeous spread at our pride party.
Yeah.
And I was eating like cheese with salmon on it.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, that sounds good, actually.
Yeah, it was very good. But like,
I just don't have any willpower.
Instead of a cracker, I use a slice of cheese.
Okay.
Like those Parmesan crisps.
Those are good.
Because they're pure cheese.
And they're crunchy.
Yeah.
You need the crunch.
Yep. You can have, I have a lot of, because I like snacking.
Yeah.
I have a lot of, like,
do you want that too?
Slim Jims.
Do you want snacking?
No, we definitely do not own snacking. I'd love if we did, but we definitely do not own snacking. Slim Jims, jerkies.
Okay, I like a jerky.
Yeah. Wait, did we find out? It shifts the body's primary fuel source
from carbohydrates
to fat, producing ketones.
Oh, and the ketones are readily available energy source for the body, including the brain.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting. So the ketones are basically, it's like fat, right? It's like your body is using the fat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of the carbs.
Yeah.
Can we talk about this JoJo Siwa thing because it's Pride Month?
Oh, yes. Wait, and apparently JoJo Siwa is also now dating a guy,
and
right?
She was lesbian or bi before?
I think she was.
She was lesbian. She dated two girls after like she came out. She dated two girls publicly for like a year each.
Mm-hmm.
And then she went on Big Brother and then
Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah.
Like
Celebrity
UK.
Big Brother. Yeah.
Why would she do that?
And then
and now the community is like, boo.
Wait, why would she go on Celebrity Big Brother?
I don't know, but also like Jesus.
Lord, wait, what?
Who is this man?
I don't know. He looks kind of
this
like,
is Chris Hughes. I have no idea who he is, but I've seen clips on TikTok of them cuddling like on all of the episodes.
I mean, look at that photo.
He's cute.
Adjacent.
Okay.
He kind of looks like a woman. Maybe that's why.
Little Holmby.
I know. Chris Hughes is an English. He's a sports presenter. Interesting. So well, yeah, apparently
yeah.
the community is like, you've betrayed us. Because now she's with a man. But also,
is it like that though? Are they that intense? You're not allowed to dabble?
I mean, I think lesbians are like...
That's what I mean. Yeah. Are allowed to dabble, right?
I think lesbians are like, no.
Oh.
Like, this is our space.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, are bi women welcomed into the lesbian community?
I don't know. I don't know. These are spaces.
Are
these
bi are, men?
I don't want to speak.
What about bi men?
People love bi men.
Oh, okay, yeah. Great.
But
oh, whoa, wow.
I can't speak for the the community that I'm not a part of.
I respect that.
But if I had glasses, read my eyes.
Yeah, I see your eyes. I look very clear. Well, how old is she? My thing is that she's young and she's still figuring out.
She's not. Isn't she like in her 30s already?
What?
Nope, she's 22. Oh, God. I have no
Come
perception.
On.
No
she's
perception.
22 years old. And she just turned 22, by the way. May
How
19.
Old is he? Oh, God. Anyways.
I would say anybody under the age of like 25.
10 years older than her.
Fine. I just think even 30 or younger. Okay, I'll cap it at 25 to be extreme.
Mm-hmm.
You're still... figuring out yourself sexually to some degree.
Yeah.
Come on.
But she made it her whole personality.
Okay, well then that.
For like the plaster.
And she
like
it was like her mission. It wasn't just like, I'm a low-key lesbian.
No, she was like, I'm out.
Oh,
I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah, she made it like her whole.
Was she like man-hater or no?
No, but like, not no.
Do
you
lesbians
know what I mean?
And gay guys get along?
No.
Serious?
Is that, not really. Is that so like, straight men,
yeah,
like we're both men,
yeah,
and straight women,
yeah,
we like the same,
yeah,
gender, and then lesbians, it's like, what do we have to talk about?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I love all my lesbian friends.
Hold on,
I love all my lesbian friends.
You're saying okay, like gay guys, like you're repeat what you just said.
Gay guys, like we have a connection to men because we are men.
Yes,
the straight men.
Yes,
we have a connection to straight women because we're both attracted to men.
Yes.
And then like lesbians.
Yes. There's
what
not.
What do we got?
Interesting.
What do we
interesting.
Got? Yeah.
But is there hostility, like innate hostility there that
there
you
is,
feel?
There is, and I feel very bad because like there are so many spaces that say they're like gay friendly.
Yeah.
But they actually mean that they're gay male friendly.
Yeah.
And like there's not that kind of space for like lesbians. And I think that that's a problem.
Do you find that there's more hostility towards you as from like a butch or like lesbian or like a more femme lesbian or all the same?
Like probably a more butch, obviously,
okay.
Because but like there are so many like just queer spaces that like are not welcoming to gay women.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And when we think of like gay culture, we think of like the reason why it's easier to cater to gay men, first, they're stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll buy anything. But also, like, it's like, you know, the clubby type situation.
Yeah.
And like that, it's easier, I think, to create a space for gay men than it is for gay women.
It's
like,
more,
it's easier to like collect money from gay men than it is to collect money.
They're
from
a harder sell.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's because they're smarter.
What about the they, them of it all?
It's, I mean,
I'm still trying to understand what
also
that means.
Kind of, I mean, like, our society, like, gives gay men, like, they value gay men much more because ultimately they're men in our misogynistic society.
Yes.
Will always place men above women.
Yes.
It's insane.
Yes.
But I think people, I mean, like, my spaces are very open and welcoming to like gender nonconforming people to, you know.
But I guess where do they fall? Like, where are they hanging out? Like, you know what I mean?
I mean,
like,
they're coming to gay bars.
Yeah.
They're like,
and
certainly like yesterday, every color of the rainbow was there.
Mm-hmm.
But
if you're a they, them, just in theory, are you attracted to both genders?
No. So gender and sexuality are...
I need, you school me a bit.
Yeah, so gender and sexuality are two different things.
Okay.
So how you identify as your gender exists different than what you're attracted to.
So they, them would entail that you don't feel like you're male or female.
Correct.
You're both or you're something else.
You're something else.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
you exist outside of conventional gender norms.
Great. And they could either, they're not just all bi. They could be into women or men or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. You can be non-binary and exclusively be attracted to men. You can be non-binary and be exclusively attracted to women. That's why you'll see a lot of like Caitlyn Jenner is not, just because she transitioned does not mean that all of a sudden because she's a woman, she's attracted to men. She's still attracted to women.
She is, right?
Yeah, because her gender existed different.
I really needed you to break this down for me. Okay, I feel like that's helpful.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like you're judging me.
No, not at all. Okay. If anything, it's I think it is a complicated thing.
Yeah.
It's extremely complicated.
It is complicated. And I feel like people get embarrassed to ask questions.
Yeah, totally, totally. And I think, the non-gender conforming people that I'm friends with are always happy to educate. Mm-hmm. I think where it gets frustrating is when someone who is gender non-conforming immediately gets upset because someone misgendered them or someone doesn't understand.
Or assumes the wrong thing.
Exactly.
Or asks a dumb question.
Exactly. But no, it's about education.
Yeah.
And the more people who are educated, that's how society changes. And I think just like, and people will be like, oh, they're so sensitive when they, and I'm like, no, that's a very small group of people to immediately get offended. But for the most part,
if they're truly comfortable, then they're going to be willing to.
Correct. Happy to answer. Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. Okay, wait. So we have some terms, Sandra, that you guys are going to quiz me on. Like, I'm going to just say in advance, I may not know many. Okay. So these are all gay terms.
Yes.
That you would say most gay men. It's a gay vocab
people,
quiz.
Gay people. I mean, straight people who watch RuPaul's Drag Race know these terms. But let's see.
All right.
I will say, there was one of the words on this list that I did not know.
Whoa.
I know. Let's see if you can find out which one it is. Anyways.
It's not this one. I think you know.
Verse. I think I know. Verse, I think I know this one very well.
Verse bottom.
A little too well.
Is that like a reverse bottom? Like reverse cowboy?
That's reverse bottom. I think that's just front. No, that's just top. If you're reverse of a bottom, that's just.
I don't know what that means.
The word is top. Do you know what either of those words
mean? Okay, bottom would mean that you like to be on the bottom.
Not necessarily.
No.
It means, like, because it's not about physical location.
Oh, it means that you're the one who likes to receive it.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
Now, let's tackle the other one.
Okay.
So the first one, the verse, can exist outside of verse bottom. Like, these words do not have to be together.
Okay.
They mean something very specific when they're together.
Okay.
But it exists outside of this. And it's the same kind of world. Okay. Does that help?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
Okay. So verse is not short for reverse. It's short for versatile.
Oh.
And that means you can be the top or the bottom.
Oh.
And verse.
But bottom would be your first choice?
No. But so verse bottom. Oh, look. Great. Someone who enjoys both the top and bottom roles in sex. That's what verse means.
But then why would you just be called verse instead of bottom?
That is. Verse bottom means you are verse, but you prefer.
Oh, okay. That's what
bottom.
I was saying. Yeah. Okay, great.
Totally.
Okay, great.
Most verse bottoms are just bottoms. So they just say verse bottom.
Are you verse?
Sure. That's for another episode. That's for another episode.
Is that something you don't reveal to like everyone?
I mean, obviously. Like my husband knows.
Yeah, but like no, but like, is it like?
I don't like to put myself in a box.
Personal?
I like to like, yeah.
Oh,
I like to put myself in a box.
Yeah, it wouldn't really put you in a box, but I mean,
yeah.
I get what you mean.
Yeah, some people very much are like they're called soul or like total tops or total bottoms.
Yeah,
or they will only do
like
one
I feel
thing.
Like Andy Cohen talks about it. No,
yeah,
he's
like
top.
A total top.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay. Boots.
Oh my God. They're just going to get harder from here.
These are so, you guys, I'm not going to get any of these.
Oh
boots.
My God.
I wonder if Cottie would get any of these.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You think?
100%. Yeah.
Boots. Let's see. You
so this
like
is
to wear boots.
This word is often used in a larger phrase. No, that
boots
doesn't
with
help.
The fur?
That doesn't.
Apple bottom jeans.
We don't own that one. That is not us. Boots with the fur. Oh. I'm completely unrelated.
Okay.
I think.
Okay, I don't know.
Okay. You know like the term like boots the house down?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Okay, what does it say the definition is?
Boots emphasize a positive quality, often acting as a sort of adverb. It's similar to saying extremely or adding an exclamation point.
Like fierce boots. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
like
boots. I don't know how to explain.
Wait, like, I like it.
Yeah. Like boots the house down is like, oh my God, girl, like you boots the house down. Like you brought it. Like,
whoa.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I wish we had these like in sentence, but.
You mean like in sentences?
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like boots. Like,
yeah.
Okay. This one is.
Oh, Kiki. Like, there was a means it's, is it sex?
Nope. This was used in a very popular song.
Yeah. Kiki is, it's something sexual.
Nope.
Kiki is not something sexual. Kiss?
Nope.
It's nothing like that.
It's actually Kiki. The song that it's in.
Yeah.
Describes what it is in the song. It's not helping.
Kiki. Is it like a blankie?
So a kiki is a party.
Okay.
Just like a gathering.
Yeah. Okay.
So the song Let's Have a Kiki.
Yeah.
Is like, let's have a kiki. Like, let's
are
have
these
a party.
All specifically gay community
this
terms?
These are gay. These are very gay.
Having a good time, like, often with gossip or casual conversation, and can also refer to a social gathering.
So like, so if I'm like, girly, let's go kiki.
Yeah.
It's like, let's go over there and like,
Do you use party. These words?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
100%.
I like it. Okay, boots and kiki I can use.
Kiki's
first
very...
bottom, I don't think it's going to be.
you don't think there's an occasion.
I'm not going to need it.
You never know.
No.
But yeah, kiki's common.
Okay.
It's like, let's kiki.
I've heard it, but yes. I guess I thought maybe it was like kiki. Let's kiki.
You know this one.
Mother?
Yes.
Well, I mean, mother. Is it different than me?
No, you are mother,
okay.
But
yeah.
You're not a mother. Like, you are a mother.
Yeah.
But this is...
Mother.
Like, you are mother.
Oh, like it's a compliment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, she is mother. Like,
whoa.
Like, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
So it's like...
Fuck yeah, yeah. I like this. Oh.
A term of respect and admiration often used to refer to powerful, confident, and aspiring female figures. So like, when we see like Natalie Portman on the carpet, we're like, oh, she is mother.
You do.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys like Natalie Portman?
Sure. I mean, I don't know. That's just...
Is that a thing?
That came. But she's like particularly like she's particularly like refined.
I think Gaga. You know what I mean? People say this about Gaga.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she kind of like...
Coined, started it. Okay.
Coined,
okay. So
it's like she's mother, like Jennifer Coolidge is mother.
Yeah. Jennifer Coolidge is mother.
So yeah.
Okay. I like it.
That's a good one.
Gagged. Oh. Does that mean...
You're 0 for 4, by the way.
I told you, I wouldn't know any of these. Does gag mean when it's like when instead of saying like I'm dead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like when something, when like you can't believe it. You're
gagged.
Like, oh my God, I'm gagged. Yep.
Okay. Well.
Yeah.
I just
you got it. Okay, great.
To be incredibly shocked, impressed, or sometimes repulsed by something, often to the point of being speechless or overwhelmed. Gagged.
Yeah, gagged.
Okay, but, well, I'm going to start. Dead is getting so tired. So gagged
no,
might be
good.
In my
that's
lexicon.
Good. It's like, oh my God, that gagged. Me.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like,
see, like gathered. Yeah. Gathered. These are so... Sandra, do you know all these?
She definitely
yes.
Prior to?
Yes. I'm on gay TikTok a lot.
Sandra's your demo. Gathered.
It is like...
I don't know it.
Like the action.
Yeah.
Like it came from the action. That doesn't help. Like here, like...
Together?
It's like, oh my God, like she was gathered. Like,
oh, does it mean like you mean like put together?
No, it's not. I don't believe it's positive.
Okay. Let's see what the definition is. A verb gathered means to come together or assemble, often for a social gathering or activity.
Oh, I didn't even know this one. I thought it was something else.
Oh.
Well, I know it as like, if what? Like, say someone's going to kick you out or like you need to go somewhere. It's like, oh, like, okay, I'm gathered then.
Yeah. It's like from like pulling hair, I think.
Oh.
Like, yeah.
This one doesn't speak to me, guys.
Yeah, it doesn't speak to me either. Yeah. But it's good. It's good that I learn.
Yeah. Oh, good. Yes, yeah. You're learning too.
I'm also
see,
learning
I'm
too.
Not the only idiot here.
This is good.
Kai-kai. Kai-kai? Is that sex?
It's like, are you Kai Kai or Kiki? Are you feeling today? Are you Kai Kai?
I have no idea. Is it a Mai Tai? Is it like a different version of a Mai Tai?
This is the one I didn't know.
Okay.
I thought Sandra put it in to like...
mess with you?
To mess with me.
Okay.
Because I've never heard
this. But now do you know what it is?
Yeah, I do.
Oh.
I do. And it's good that there's a term for it. Because I never knew that there was a term for it.
Are you going to use it now? All right, no. Let's reveal.
There's no context that I don't think in which I would ever use this.
A sexual or romantic relationship between two drag queens.
Yeah. Never. It's cute, right?
Kai Kai.
Look at that little Kai Kai. Can we hear Kai Kai in the sentence?
Yeah.
Those were good words.
Those were really good. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. Kai Kai in a sentence. Do you see Mimi and Cece after the show last night? I think there was some Kai Kai going on behind the scenes.
Oh, I love it. Oh my God. I love it.
Wait, did we talk about zombieing? Sandra?
No.
Do you know what zombieing is? It's not necessarily a gay term. But
zombieing?
Yeah.
No. Like a bean that's a zombie bean?
Zombieing.
Zombieing.
Like if you're being zombied.
Oh, I have no idea what that is.
Will you look it up?
Oh.
Zombieing is a dating, in dating refers to when someone who previously ghosted you suddenly cut off all communication without isolation, reaches back out, often acts as their previous silence never occurred.
So funny. I love that.
It's like Ghosting's awkward sequel where the person returns from the virtual dead.
Oh my God, I love that.
Isn't it good?
That's so good.
Well, I gave you one. There you go.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'll introduce it to the community. We'll make it
Please
a thing.
Please do. See if it's a thing.
Of course. I'll bring it up at the next meeting.
Gifting. I'm just gifting you today.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
I love it. I love the virtual dead.
I love it. Oh my
so
God.
So good.
Which one was your favorite? Do you think you're going to use these?
Boots.
Yeah.
Boots is good.
Yeah.
I need a few more sentences just to make sure I'm using it right. But yeah, boots. Give me another one with boots.
Boots the house down. Yeah.
Is it like burn the house down?
No, it's like because burning the house down is a bad thing. Boots the house down is like. Ooh,
but is
like
it? Is burning the house down about like it's like you're going to so. Burn the house
like
down?
We're going to burn the house down, right?
Like, well, like let's burn the house down tonight. Right. That girl is messy boots. Oh, yeah. I've heard of messy boots. Oh, duh. Andy Cohen is the only way I would know this. Yes, messy boots. Yeah. Shady boots.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I like it. I do like it.
That shirt is hot.
And look at
boots.
The author is by Cutie Boots.
Oh my God. That shirt is hot boots. Okay, I don't think that's a
Boots the house down.
Yeah.
All right, I love it.
Boots the house down fierce. Like, that was boots the house down fierce.
Whoa.
You know what I mean?
Like, boots the house down,
I feel like
mother?
The more words you add... Nope. You've crossed the line. No, that's not a thing.
Boots the house down, mother, at this kiki?
That Kai Kai was boots the house down, mother, kiki versus bottom.
That's the challenge. Don't worry about it.